So when we announced that our campaign, our 40th anniversary campaign, is ending a week from Friday, is ending on Rosh Chodesh. So some people suggested that we spend some of the last couple of weeks of the campaign reminiscing about the first 40 years. And yesterday I was scheduled to join Matis on the air. Matis, of course, hosts JM Sunday, does a brilliant job every single week, and I thank him, one of the key people to our weekend programming. And I was scheduled to join him, and we were going to talk a little bit about the campaign, etc., but I was not able to move yesterday morning. It was one of those mornings where I had gotten whatever it seems is going around these days, and thank God I'm feeling a lot better this morning, although we're not at 100% yet. And I asked Matis to join me this morning here at JM in the AM to sort of make up for what happened yesterday. Matis, a pleasure to welcome you back to JM in the AM.
Thank you so much, and Refuah Shlema. Glad to hear that at least you sound a bit better.
Oh, yeah, there's no question about it. Yesterday was one of those days. Now, the reason I'm laughing about this is because when I thought of reminiscing with you about some of the things that have happened over the last 40 years, you can imagine that you were always the first person who felt it the most if I wasn't feeling well. So
that's right.
And it seems like that did not, that has not yet... it seems like it's still the norm, because yesterday again, I'm supposed to join you on the air, and then of course I can't because of the whole thing. Anyway, so what year do you think it took me back to? What year do you think, or what episode do you think all of this took me back to when I was feeling the way I felt yesterday morning, when I literally could not move from my bed?
It could be that famous day where you basically collapsed and had to be dragged out of the studio.
There he is. We're talking about fundraising. Speaking of fundraising, we're speaking about Fundraising Marathon 1988. I remind you, Matis, that in those days, the marathon was 1 week old, right? It was only 1 week. It was not 2 weeks. It was a one-week marathon. And Tuesday, of that 1 week marathon. This is 1988. That's a long, long time ago. And there were very few options in terms of how to get on the air if we weren't actually in the radio station. Like, you know, today, of course, everyone's got their own studio wherever they might be. And you could do a radio broadcast from, you know, from any block in the entire world. It was not the case back then. Then you actually had to be at a radio station, had to actually be in front of the microphone, et cetera, et cetera. And that Tuesday, I collapsed in the middle of the show, which I'll never forget. I literally tell you, yesterday brought me back to that because it's exactly how I felt. And the irony of the entire thing is, as I'm going to the parking lot, because everyone tells me I got to go home, as I'm going to the parking lot, who do I meet in the parking lot? Dr. Mark, who was coming to volunteer for the fundraiser. And ironically, of course, from that day forward, he's basically my doctor till this point. And that's, you know, it's just so funny that as that was happening, one of the most famous episodes in our history, as that was happening, he, of course, is right there, Johnny on the spot. Not hard to believe in the case of Dr. Mark. Then, of course, that Wednesday was the day like yesterday where I couldn't move, and you guys were responsible for the entire fundraiser that day. And then at some point on Thursday, with a day and a half to go, at some point during that show, I made it back into the studio. So all these years later, Matidyahu, 35 years later, I remember what it felt like those days when the only thing that would prevent us from presenting a great radio show is, God forbid, if somebody was really, really sick.
So, right, of course. And I don't know if you remember how much we actually raised that year.
In 88? I wouldn't remember. Would you remember the number?
I don't remember it. I looked it up.
Yeah. I don't remember what it was, but I can tell you what we raised in 1983, that one, or 1984, rather. That one I remember.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. So...
It was a good number. Look, I think it's safe to say that over the span of 40 years, you and the staff and the listeners have probably experienced almost everything that somebody could expect to experience in life, both good and bad.
Right, right. That basically says it all, because now whenever someone says to me, has it ever happened? I said, any question that starts with has it ever happened? The answer is yes.
The answer is yes. True. But you know what? One of the best things, though, about what you do and the network does is that even though it's your experience in this has been 40 years in the making, everything is still fresh. It's still relative. It's still modern. It's not old. is today. It's what happens today. Again, good, bad. It's live, what happens today. You can get somebody on like you had before that is helping with a community service to those people in a certain industry. It's what's happening now. It's happening today. And that's extremely important.
I appreciate that because, there's a lot about today. And a lot about today really comes from the experience of the last 40 years also. We're not just a startup that's talking about today's news and analyzing today's events, but we have a lot of experience behind us, which helps with events, which helps with community news, which helps with international news, obviously. And what excuse did you use for me yesterday, by the way? Did you even mention I was supposed to be on? I felt terrible about that. Was there?
No.
Oh, okay, good.
I mentioned the fundraiser, but I didn't. I talked about the Kosher Halftime Show, which as of yesterday morning, it really wasn't, it's something exciting, but we didn't have the results yet of the end of the day. So, now we can really look forward to the Kosher Halftime Show.
A week from Sunday, the Kosher Halftime Show 2024 edition. And yes, Kansas City and San Francisco are going to be the two featured teams in the big Super Bowl, and the Rothenberg Law Firm and the Nahum Segal Network will be presenting the Kosher Halftime Show along with some amazing commercial sponsors, and that's going to happen February the 11th. And this year, I don't know if you know this or not, Matis, but we really delayed until almost the last minute arranging our Kosher Halftime Show only because we wanted to see what was going to happen in Israel between then and now. And now I think we have an appropriate show. It's got to be appropriate for this year, obviously. And we have an appropriate show that's going to be concentrating on a lot that's going on in Israel and getting the perspective of one specific person. But in general, I think we could say one part of our industry that has been very committed to the war effort. So we will be doing that as part of our Kosher Halftime Show 5784 2024 coming up on February the 11th. And we look forward to presenting it on Super Bowl Sunday. So it's our 40th anniversary campaign, as Matis and I have just reminded everybody through thick and thin. It doesn't matter if somebody's got high fever or there's any type of any other situation that might interfere with presenting a radio show. We always have made sure that there's a show live every single day. It's what separates us these days from everybody out there who thinks they're a broadcaster. What separates us is that we have a live radio presentation every single day, no matter what. And it's not always easy to do. It's not always easy to present. It's not always easy to be here. Some days, in fact, it's impossible. And we have to go to our backups and to make sure that somebody is covering for whoever is supposed to be in to begin with. So we ask everybody out there, as we celebrate 40 years and our campaign comes to an end next week, please give and give as generously as possible. Make sure that we can keep on going. Make sure we can keep on presenting what we do every single day here at the Nahum Segal Network. Go to fjbunity.org. Again, that's fjbunity.org. Make your voice heard for great Jewish radio. If you haven't given yet during this campaign, please give now, fjbunity.org. And as you've given already, all we can say is thank you very, very much. And Matijal.
Right, as always, we're looking for generous support from as many people as possible. And that's the importance of it. And of the global nature of the network, we are looking for global support.
Global support. I'm thrilled to see how many people have already joined in terms of becoming sponsors this year. Really, really good number. And yes, that number we would like to grow because we want to make sure the donor base continues to grow, and of course the financial base continues to grow. Any other memories, Matt? This doesn't have to necessarily be on the topic of not feeling well or presenting a show with a high fever, but is there anything else that you'd like, anything that stands out about the last 40 years that might I know that's a tough one, right?
Yeah, you put me on the spot with that. I really can't, because like we say, if you want to talk about the people that are helping you, you start naming them, you're going to leave somebody out. So I would leave something out. I would just say that really looking back over 40 years, which it doesn't seem to be, it seems to be like yesterday, honestly. There are so many things, and it's just I think that one thing that would stand out would be our connection to the listeners and vice versa. Yeah. So when there's that interaction, that is the best thing, whether it's on the air talking with someone or reading a comment now on the app, or meeting somebody in the street. That connection is most important. There's, you can do interviews, people are listening, but you don't have a reaction from them. That's that's where it's at.
I think, 100%, 100% right, especially for those of us who really need that interaction with people and are wondering when we're speaking if people are out there listening. It is great to get those comments on the app, to get the emails, and as you said, to meet the people in person and to find out that what we do on a daily basis is much appreciated. It really is a great feeling. Yeah. Matidyao, I thank you so much. I thank you for 40 years. I thank you for an amazing friendship and for being such a key member of everything that we do here. And we should continue to have success during this 40th anniversary campaign and beyond.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Matis Weingast, everybody. He hosts JM Sunday, but for us here, he is so much more than that. He has been, honestly, one of the key right-hand people of this network for the last 40 years, and as I always say, he predates me at WFMU. Matis was a volunteer at WFMU before I even got there in 1983. For those of you who need to know your Jewish radio history, that's a key fact. That's a big one. Matis is one of the great people that I inherited when I got to WFMU. Pretty amazing. More coming up. You're listening to JM in the AM.